Alright, did you get the invite?
Yes, sir. It's on. Yeah.
Now I gotta figure out if Trey's locked in or not. But, you should be able to,
Yeah.
No, but it's supposed to show, your screen, your face.
You is know? That gonna show my face?
Yeah. It's supposed to show, you right here and then Trey right here.
No, it doesn't. It's just,
we're all supposed to be in the screen.
It's saying we're tagged in the video. It's not gonna show us on the screen, right?
There's a way to do it where we're on the screen.
Hang on, let me check. Close. Oh, sorry.
I'm gonna just... Here we go. Hey guys, I'm Evan Mendez, CEO of Southern Kisses Dispensary. Alongside me, I have my co-host, Gisette.
Hey guys, what's up? It's your girl, Gisette, with Smoking Notes Podcast. And we actually have a special guest here, Mr. Trey Hurdy. He's an artist out in...
Give me one second.
Sorry.
Trey.
Oh, there you go.
We're doing a virtual interview, so you want to introduce yourself and let everybody know where you're from? Sweet. Okay, so tune into his interview. We're gonna link everybody in, post the content, and we're about to start the interview, so stay tuned in. Alright, sweet. So I locked that in. We're about to start the interview.
Hang on one second. They're doing a virtual thing on the phone.
We're doing a virtual interview.
Oh, where are they at?
No.
No, somebody else.
Oh.
Sorry. Everyone's popping in, what's going on?
Okay, sweet. So, I'm gonna go get the water so we don't die of thirst really quick.
Okay.
But, you guys get started.
Okay, yeah, let me get started while he goes and grabs some water. So, if you wanna explain to people what type of music it is that you do?
I think, I wanna say, more of an emotional side of music, emotional rap. Also, lifestyle rap in a way, where you talk about life and sort of goals, manifesting what I have in the future, what I have in the present and past, stuff like that. And also, love music on the side, and then also, stupid, silly trap music.
Oh, okay. So who would you say, kind of inspired you to be an artist, or whose music, inspires your music that you could sing?
I'd say X, honestly, right now, currently.
Who?
XXXTentacion.
Oh, XXXTentacion. Okay. Yeah. His music is dope. I like him. Have you listened to him?
No.
You don't know who that is?
No, I don't know.
Oh, wow.
RIP X, man.
Yeah. He passed away, so.
What the?
Sadly.
And Big L, too. I really enjoy Big L. That's what I'm in my, serious mindset.
Okay, cool. So
I have a few questions, because the whole purpose of interviewing special guests, especially out here, what we're trying to do and, the buzz we're trying to create is to promote the dispensary and, of course, the podcast Smoking Notes.
Right.
So I'm just going to dive right in. What are your thoughts on cannabis?
I love it. Wait, we can't cuss on here, right?
You can cuss.
You can cuss. You can do whatever you want.
Right, cool. I'm not trying to do whatever I want, but I'm down to cuss.
Hey.
As long as Instagram doesn't censor it out, I'm
fine. I don't think so. I cuss all the fucking time, so whatever.
So, you're obviously pro-cannabis. Next question, what industry do you consider yourself to be in? The music industry, or an artist, or how do you view yourself?
Right now, I don't know. I'm also hoping out. Some of my friends are artists out of my local area, and I'm trying to get them concerts, but the COVID really destroyed that whole opportunity.
Yeah, I think it did that for a lot of people.
Yeah, it kind of sucks, but as of right now, I'm just trying to focus on myself. But music, I say I'm an artist, just as of right now.
Nice. What projects are you currently working on, and where can people go view your content, music, and things of that nature?
Currently working on a tiny EP with one of my friends, and you can find my music on iTunes, Spotify, and SoundCloud. And you can probably just Google my name and find all my other music there. Just search Trey Hurdy.
Nice. Okay, Now, this is a pretty intense question. So, what edible would you create? Especially right now with all, like, COVID-19 and we're all snacking on comfort foods, what edible would Trey Purdy create?
If I can make any type of edible, dude.
Anything.
Get creative.
I feel like some chocolate fucking milk.
What? That's a surprise. I would not
get some strawberry Nesquik. Oh, and you got Nesquik. With 1,000 milligrams of fucking THC in one serving. Oh my god, sell that shit for $35 a piece. Nice. Skyrocket.
Hey, here we got the pricing down and everything.
Or chicken sandwiches.
I want to get all fancy with the mic.
That'd be nice.
Alrighty. How do you believe cannabis impacts the music industry?
A lot of people rap about it, a lot of people talk about it in their music, honestly. It's been, not even just rapping, like, rock music, even in, like, just old music as well, and, like, even in, like, movies and stuff, it impacts everything in every industry. Like, no matter if you don't want to admit that, it's in almost every industry. That's a lot of things.
What music did you grow up off on? Like, are you a 90s baby, or?
90s, honestly. But also, weird twist, I really like the Beach Boys and Elvis Presley.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
You got class.
Classics,
man.
Dude.
Yeah, well, no, just, well, yeah, I guess.
All right. What tools or equipment are important for your profession or your business?
A mic and a computer.
Nice. Can you imagine a future where those tools or equipment are fabricated with cannabis? Like maybe a mic that is, I don't know, made out of cannabis material or something like that? Headphones made out of cannabis material or something?
We could be like getting high.
Hey, you guys made some hemp-infused speaker comforters, so like on my ears when I'm wearing a headset? Yeah, I wear that. No, not really.
When was your first encounter with cannabis?
Trying to get
you
in trouble right now.
I know, somebody's trying to get you in trouble.
I think that question aside, man, that's a really dark question to ask. I was pretty young, man.
Nice. Oh, these questions get darker. They get deeper.
I'm 13. I was 13 when I did that. And I remember the first time I smoked weed, I freaked out. I thought the Xbox was a monster coming out of the dish slot. And I had to ride my bike home. And I remember waking up in a ditch. I was just like, what the fuck happened? Like, I got too high. Like, I thought it was lace, honestly, because the house I was at was pretty tweaked out.
When was the highest and the lowest point of your career? Or personal life, either or.
Personal question,
there's been a lot of low times, honestly. The lowest time was when I was, like, I'm going to say, sophomore in high school. But, like, the upest time was definitely last year in 2019.
So who do you network with or collaborate with, you know, like, are there any other artists that you've collaborated with, created music with, want to give a shout out to anybody?
Lil Toothpaste, and I make songs with this guy named Carter Duran. He's a pretty good artist.
Nice.
You can find all their music on Spotify and on SoundCloud as well. You can just search a product, Alexander, on SoundCloud, and then you can search Lil Toothpaste.
Yeah, he's
watching. Actually, I think he's watching.
Yeah, he's watching.
Yep.
Well, just so all your friends know, we're headquartered out here in Houston, Texas. You know, I own a dispensary. Gisette, she's a manager. She produces up-and-coming artists. You want to tell them what kind of artists you...
Yeah, well, typically, I would help manage, like, R&B and hip-hop artists out here, and actually help one get a pretty good buzz. And
can you name some artists that you have helped out?
And so, yeah, so. But I'm still kind of managing, but not. I'm more focusing on the podcast thing right now that I'm doing, so.
And setting up interviews.
And just setting up interviews for Mr. Evan here and seeing where this goes. And so far, so good. I mean, it's been fun.
Well, I really appreciate you, Trey, doing this kind of last minute, but
yeah,
you're the best.
It's all good.
You
got
anything else to say?
No, I think that's pretty much it for right now. But
you got anything for us?
It's Trey Purdy on iTunes and on Spotify. Don't forget to follow me. Love you guys.
Say that again. Oh, he left. Okay.
All right, sweet.
Well,
so
all right, guys. Well, we got to go, and thank y'all for watching. We had to do a quick little interview tonight, and we will be back next Saturday. Bye.
And share the story. Don't delete it, you said. Oh, God. If you would have deleted it, I would have fought you, like, for real.
Oh, Anchor's still on.
Oh, it's still on online.
Sorry, Anchor.
We can
anyway.
Trim it and edit it out.
Oh.
Cheese and Packers.
Our special guest.
You can trim it and edit it.
Okay.
Trey Purdy.
So, our special guest was Trey Purdy from Oregon.
Correct.
He's a rapper or an artist out there.
Correct.
So, you guys make sure y'all go check him out. And yeah, that's all we had for tonight. We will be making another podcast next Saturday, and the interview will most likely be a little longer. Okay, bye.
Can you save the video?